Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is an audio I'm making available to both free and paid Celestial Timings subscribers. I have created audios that are for the paid subscribers that talk about the importance of the occultations of the fixed star Teshuba as we prepare for the solar eclipse that will be happening in November, very close to that star, and the importance of that star and some of the mythic implications and connections to that, as well as some of the other things that are going on with the autumnal equinox and Venus rising. I did a separate audio on Venus rising into the evening sky on September 22nd with the star of prophecy, the fixed star Purima, in the constellation of the Virgin Priestess. And in both of those audios, I talked somewhat about the importance of what's happening to the fixed star Spica, also in the constellation of the Virgin Priestess. It's the brightest star in that constellation. And one of the primary stars that symbolize the divine feminine. And every 30 years or so, 29 to 30 years, Saturn will pass by this area of the sky. That is happening in October. I'll be putting out a lot more information about that. If you're interested in learning more about that, you can sign up on the Shamanic Astrology website, shamanicastrology.com, for the newsletter, and there will be some additional articles that are available free that will be written by Daniel DiMario, the founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the whole Shamanic Astrology system. And he's in the process of writing about Saturn with Spica. So it's an exciting sort of one of the many amazing things that are going on right now. And I just thought that it would be interesting to create an audio to just talk a little bit about Spica to start to begin the conversation. And one of the things is that, this month, you can still see Spica with Arcturus. If you follow the handle of the Big Dipper, arc around, you know, wherever the Big Dipper happens to be in the sky, just follow the arc and you arc around to Arcturus. And the free timings as well as the paid timings has a little visual of that. And I'm not entirely sure that's where you'll see the Big Dipper when you go out into the sky at night, but it gives you the idea of how to look for Arcturus and how to also then find Spica from Arcturus. So these two stars are very connected and have been mythically connected for a long time. And in fact, Arcturus is considered to be the guardian, the masculine guardian of the great goddess expression that Spica represents. So there's some, you can read about that in the written version of the free and paid Celestial Timings. I just also wanted to talk about, just to say, you know, it is, to me, it's very exciting to see these two stars and for us to be conscious of them working together, and the idea of the Sword of Truth, the sword that is the protector that leads the people to freedom. And you'll see that I talked about how that connects also to the story of the Lord of the Rings and also King Arthur and the Sword of Truth, another symbol for divine authority, kingship, or, you know, our own a sovereign, autonomous sense of self. And so Arcturus and Spica represent that authority, that divine expression of the masculine and feminine divinity that we all carry within us as they are working together. And I have to say that I feel like these lines from The Fellowship of the Ring by Tolkien to me feel like an invocation. And so I have included them in the Celestial Timings a few times just because every time I just get this rush of energy around them. And I first started talking about it when we were having the total solar eclipse, I think back in 2009 maybe, I don't remember, but it's been a couple of years. So anyway, I just want to complete this particular audio with that invocation And you can read more about it in the Celestial Timings, both the free and paid version, that I sort of talk about how I wove that all together. So here we go. From the ashes a fire shall be woken, a light from the shadows shall spring. Renewed shall be blade that was broken, the crownless again shall be king.